school.
It never came back through school. No, unless it was in some kind of, because we couldn't get a whole lot of
equipment for uniforms
or nothing. We were hurting. Sometimes we had they had uniforms except for sometimes at Turkey Day. That was, you know this, mm-hmm. Some of y'all uniforms wasn't new every season.
Yeah, certainly wasn't books. Weren't
some of, huh?
Don't even mention books.
Don't even mention books.
Don't mention books. That's
but the most wonderful thing, and I because I am an educator, and I will have to say this, there is no education like we got at Phyllis Peters Senior High School. There is no education like we got at Phyllis Wheatley Senior High School. Because I get to see now what education and what students have and that they can't do any of the things that we could do with nothing. So I already say that with nothing, those teachers, and we owe them so much. We owe them so much because they cared. They made sure we knew what we were supposed to know, and that's including my mother. They made sure we were prepared for college. Except for my honor students at Texas Southern that I had, I do not have one student that is prepared as we were when we left Wheatley High School. Not one. Not, they can't compete. And Reverend Lawson, I remember him saying, what did they, and the same thing for Yates, what did they feed you all at Phyllis Wheatley Senior High School?